This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America tonight, Kate Delaney, as we continue to rock through another week on this show, and a lot of things happening. I've said this now for months. Russia, Russia, Russia. We're back to that. Also, what's happening with health care, the big push, whether or not the Senate is going to have anything that's going to really amount to a hill of beans, or it's a moot point. What's very interesting and coming up is McCain, John McCain, the longtime senator from Arizona, saying that that what's happening with this Russia saga is having a negative impact on the Republican Party's agenda. I love this quote. It's sucking the oxygen out of the room, and everybody knows it. He said, I think it's very difficult when you have this overwhelming barrage of new information that unfolds every few days, and it's obvious. The ongoing investigations into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to win last year's presidential election, including a Department of Justice investigation headed by the former FBI director Robert Mueller, Robert Mueller. And then it was revealed this week that Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian lawyer last summer after he was promised some damaging information on Hillary Clinton, which he was told came from the Russian government. But the president says, listen, this entire Russia thing is just a witch hunt. And he didn't collude with the Kremlin. I mean, ultimately, that's it, right? So we can keep talking about Russia, but did he collude with the Kremlin? Did he collude? Or did he not collude with the Kremlin? That is the question, folks. What do you believe? What do you think happened there? Yay or nay? And honestly, I think it's a difficult thing to answer because they're still investigating. And really, he was the one who put the former FBI director, the president, in place. So it's got to play out. But the Justice Department, the Obama Justice Department, allowed the Russian lawyer who met Donald Trump Jr. into the country for a court case months before the meeting occurred. This is what the Hill is saying. So, you know, more details are starting to dump out about this. The Moscow attorney was given permission to come in by the then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, but the purpose was to have been to work on a court case in New York City. Her stay was supposed to have been limited to October 2015 through January 2016. Nobody can explain why she was still in the country 6 months later. And then she met with Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, and then campaign chairman Paul Manafort. According to Donald Trump Jr., the lawyer claimed to have damaging info on Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, but their 20-minute meeting at Trump Tower focused on Russian adoption issues instead. So, who knows? Because remember, it used to be that Americans adopted a lot of Russian kids. I have some friends that did, but then they stopped that because Putin was incensed by some things that happened. So that was stopped. I mean, it's just insane. That's what it is. It's the insane game. We're still playing the insane games coming out of Washington, D.C. I mean, whatever. Let's just, if I'm a Republican, I don't like this because I think McCain, he said it wrong. I don't agree with how he said it. But I think there is something to the constant paralyzation, the stop of movement in politics as the Republicans try to push things forward, because everybody's pretty much paralyzed with the feuding and the who said what and what's going on and what's breaking today and what's happening. Every day is like an insane day on a movie set where they're rewriting the script and the actors are just improvising all the lines they get because they don't have time to memorize them. Now, Trump is not making any big appearances this week, supposedly, just focusing on whatever the task is at hand, which, I mean, he made no public appearances either. Supposedly, he's going to have a brief press conference on Thursday in Paris. He's traveling to go to the Bastille Day festivities that they have going on. The Donald Trump Twittersphere is alive and well, though. Make no mistake, he tweeted out, "The White House is functioning perfectly. We're focused on health care, tax cuts, and reform, and many other things. I have very little time for watching TV." Because that's what the take is. What's going on is this whole Mika Brzezinski and Morning Joe fracas and the comments that were made there, which was now it's been over a week ago, and they the couple not going on vacation, getting their highest ratings ever because they responded to it. You know, it's just... it's just kind of more of the same, I suppose. That's what it is. And I can't tell you. Here's what I did on purpose. I decided I was waiting in an airport lounge earlier in the day, and I decided I'm going to look at Russia. I'm going to look at Russia investigation, see how many stories are out there. Oh, it's mind-boggling. Right? I mean, mind-boggling. Like 4,000. Some, granted, say the same things, but some don't. And here's the deal. I'd say just push this investigation, keep letting it go, and then just wrap it up. Wrap it up. If I told you there were rats in New York City, would you be stunned by that? I think there's all kinds of rats, by the way, in New York City. I'm not just talking about the little kind that crawl around. Anyway, I thought this was valuable information to share with you. Because I can remember one time when I had to get a subway, I would hear people talk about that rats, you know, they saw rats that were the size of dogs, and I thought, oh, please, I hope I never see a rat the size of a dog. And sure enough, I had to go in one morning early, and I was a little shaky anyway, thinking, oh, should I get on the subway? But I did. Personal story alert. Did go down to get on the subway. And I looked over, and there was a rat. I'm not kidding you. The size, not the size of Mahalo, our associate producer, my golden retriever, but pretty big. It was freaky. It was. So I just laughed when I saw this story. New York City is announcing a $32 million multi-agency plan to reduce their rat population. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're going to target rats in the Grand Concourse area of the Bronx, been there, Chinatown, been there, the East Village, been there, Lower East Side of Manhattan, and then other areas in Brooklyn. So the city, how do you do that? How do you get rid of rats? You can have a bunch of dead rats around in the city. They're going to install solar compactors with rat-resistant openings and replace wire waste baskets with steel cans. That makes sense, because then they can't get in, right? Except for the ones that are like dogs and could probably jump on the top of it. I don't know. How do you get rid of rats, right? I know somebody that had a rat business. They made a ton of money. They're the one living on an island, not me. Radio rat dispensing. They need to change careers. Hang with us.
Oh, what a rat race.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody, are you back rocking it since that July 4th break? Hopefully some of you had a break. I know a lot of people that don't take breaks. They don't take vacations. And you need to take, man, I mean, I hate to tell people to do anything, except for I would say I'd love to see, let's put it this way, I challenge you to find more times to find balance in your life. Although I have no balance in my life, I'm trying to do the same thing, so I completely get it. Because I got a couple of emails from some of you, and we're going to check the mailbag next, saying that you only had a day off here or there, and it's like, wow. It'd be great to see, I mean, it'd be just great to see some of you have, again, have more time to take a breath here and there. All right, speaking of what's happening in the world and not taking a break, Amazon never takes a break, right? I don't know how many people work for Amazon, but it's got to be an ungodly amount of number, of people. Amazon is just owns the world, right? Jeff Bezos. So Amazon Prime Day, they say, was the biggest sales day in company history. They reported record sales for their third time they've done it. They beat their numbers for the last Black Friday and Cyber Monday periods. Prime Day sales were higher than both shopping holidays combined. Prime Day kicked off on Monday, offered 30 hours of deals, sales uptick of more than 60% compared to last year. Wow, 60%. And they say it was the biggest ever for Amazon devices. The most popular item was the Echo Dot smart speaker, priced at $35, down from $50. You know, I got my nephew for his birthday, one of those Echo Dots. And I thought, he'll love it. It's small. He can yell things out at it, whatever. And when I went to see them in Florida, when I went to see my family in Florida, turns out that there's so much pull on their internet that the Echo Dot would just push them right over the top. Yeah. If you had an Echo Dot, it wouldn't work because he couldn't do it because then there, it would just kill their internet that they had lousy internet service. I mean, how can you have lousy internet service anymore because you can't afford to have lousy internet service? Everything runs on the internet. Don't they know that? Come on now, right? But the point of that story is just, it's interesting that Amazon, I mean, it's not a shock, but Bezos, when it comes to innovation, jumping on top of everything, I mean, he owns the territory. He doesn't have to look for a map. He is it. He's the territory. No one's knocking this guy out of the game, but he's knocking a lot of people out of their games. A lot of people. Yeah. Let's jump back to what you care about. How much I'm going to pay. And that means taxes. So check this out. I'm going to give you some numbers. So close your ears if you don't want to hear the ugly numbers. According to the Tax Policy Center, about 20% of taxpayers, they say, are going to pay higher taxes under the Trump administration, under this whole reform fit. Here's what the analysis is. Of course, there's not a lot that's known, but just based on the summary of their plans, overall, 71% of taxpayers would have a lower tax bill, but in every income level, some would end up paying higher taxes. So what does that mean? So specifically, here's how it looks. The very rich and the very poor would be among those that wouldn't be affected by the higher rates. About 2% of taxpayers who make more than $3.4 million a year would be hit with a tax increase. I'm just going to say, I get it. People want to keep more money, and what's fair is fair. That's why I'm for a flat tax or the fair tax, whatever. But we don't have that, so I can be a unicorn and tell you about my big plans, but it's not happening. It's not being voted on. It's none of that. So 2% of taxpayers who make more than $3.4 million a year would be hit with a tax increase. 7% of taxpayers making less than $25,000 a year would see their tax bills go up. Oh, that's not good. 7% of taxpayers, well, I'm going to say this again. 7% of taxpayers making less than $25,000 a year would see it go up or would get less money back from tax credits like the earned income tax credit. So that, like I said, not a good thing. 75% of middle income taxpayers, those who earn between $48,000 and $86,000, would see their taxes decrease. So you got to find these sweet spots, right? But the remainder of that group, 24%, would see their taxes go up or have to pay about $1,000 more. Ugh, that's a pinch. Most taxpayers will pay less under the plan, according to the Tax Policy Center. And the Tax Policy Center says it assumes the mortgage interest deduction would be retained. Oh, I hope so, because it's so much money. Not really. But it is a break. And as would the deductions for charitable donations and other deductions, state and local taxes, medical expenses, some of that would be eliminated. The earned income tax credit, which is used by the working poor, would be retained, but the head of household filing status would be eliminated. So that could be tricky for some people. Nobody likes taxes. Nobody likes doing them. Nobody likes figuring it out. But that's why I say, I think in schools, we really have to educate kids on financial matters, because going blindly into the future is just not an option. I've said this before, I'm no stockbroker, but I've had to school myself on finances because of my own finances, because of being in broadcasting, moving around, being a speaker, knowing the differences, knowing what you're taking and keeping and blah, 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 and knowing the stock market, knowing how to diversify and do what you have to do to have, to protect yourself for the future. And I think that I think everybody could stand a little bit of that, right? And not pay for it. I think it should be something that you get in school so that you're comfortable and right away you know, look, you know where you're going. This is a depressing story, and it's a beautiful place where I spent some of my childhood, and it's very sad. New Hope, Pennsylvania is a gorgeous area. It's not too far outside of Pennsylvania. They've got this beautiful canal where you've got a horse that pulls the boats along. It's amazing, New Hope. But now it's turned into this nightmare. The body of one of four missing Pennsylvania men found there, a 19-year-old. They say it's a homicide, and they had a big press conference about it, and apparently this body that was found was that of Dean Finicciari, and Finicciari and three other guys between 19 and 22 years old went missing over a bunch of days within miles of each other, and he was last seen on July 7th. So it's kind of an all-hands-on-deck situation in Philly. This area is north of Philadelphia. And they found his body in a 12-foot-deep common grave on this property. And the property is pretty big, 90-acre property, right? And there's all kinds of crazy surrounding this bizarre story, these kids and this age and what's happened and these kids that are missing, 19, 22-year-old. And now what they're saying is they realize, I mean, they're going to find, if they find them, they're going to be dead. And they're saying just basically, we want to bring each of these men home. That's what we want to do. But what has happened here is just creepy. This missing grad student was feared dead. I mean, what's this weird cycle of what's happening here? And other human remains were found inside that one grave. And the property that's owned by the DiNardios, Antonio and Sandra, their son was arrested in suspicion of stealing and attempting to sell a car owned by one of the missing men. So all of this makes no sense as they try to sort out the pieces, but they're trying to find the guys. They're trying to find the bodies, basically. So did he kill these four guys? Why would he kill the four guys? I don't know. A very sick, twisted, sad, depressing end in a place called New Hope, Pennsylvania. Going to the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers.
Boy, am I ever ready for the mail?
Letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun. And
love it.
A little later.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun with this. We're going to dive into the mailbag, and let's do it. This one is from Abby, who says, Kate, I heard you had that young lad on, Donovan, talking about cars. I even remember his name. I thought I was so impressed. I thought he was older than that. I heard you mention it. I went back and even listened to one of your replays of it through TuneIn, and, you know, I was wondering about this Dodge Viper. You were talking about cars. And I know you were talking about Mercedes and liking Mercedes, but would you drive a Viper? Now, you got to be kidding me, Abby. Would I drive a Viper? Would I drive an exotic car for free? I mean, would I, if I could afford some crazy exotic car and it was no problem? I guess, you know? But the Viper is awesome, and it's funny. And the reason I bring up Abby, because I culled through all my email and looked at different topics people had sent, and I just was with young Donovan because I was with his mother at an event for the speaking industry and a bunch of other speakers. But anyway, we had time to spend some time together, and he was showing me his car, some of the cars he had taken pictures of, and one of them was this Viper. And the timing's crazy too, because Fiat Chrysler is going to close the Detroit factory where workers made the Viper supercar by hand. That's what was so wild about this car. And of course, it's an Italian-American automaker, right? they're going to close the plant on August 31st, and they're going to offer jobs to all of the workers there, which that part's good. This is wild, though. They built the plant in 66. They got about 87 people that worked there. So after 2016, the Viper production ends in 2017. That's it. Done. Finito. That just means the price of any Vipers out there, too, also, by the way. Shoot up, right? Of course, we're talking about just a rare car. It's a beaut. And Abby's got me going down this road where I'm thinking, oh, lottery. That's what I would do. Just for fun. Just for fun, we could just throw it all out there and not have to worry. Yeah, that would be it. All right, so let's move to another one. How about this? This one is from John, listening to us in Sarasota. And John says, Kate, did I hear right that you were in the Sunshine State? How dare you not come and visit us in Sarasota? How can it be? Oh, I am so depressed because you've talked about coming here and doing a remote. You know what? I have friends in Sarasota. I would love to go to Sarasota. I will go to Sarasota. There is no way, no how. I had no time to be going to Sarasota because it was pretty much boom, in and out. That's it. No time. And when you have no time, there's no way to, I don't care what Einstein says, there's no way for me to expand it. So therefore, my answer is I will be in Sarasota here in the next couple of months. This just wasn't the right time because I didn't have enough time to be able to do that. Or trust me, I would have done it. Oh, absolutely. I would have done it. Let's move on to another one. How about this one? This one is from, I'm laughing because you're the topic. I decided I was just going to scattershoot and do all kinds of topics. This one is from Gary. Kate, I love America Tonight. Sometimes you do odd stories. Did you see the story about the funeral home and the maggots? Wouldn't it be awful if you had a family member there? Yeah, this was out of Detroit. Too, we're talking another Michigan story. A Michigan funeral home had to shut it down, or you know, because there's these allegations of maggots in the garage, they say, and unrefrigerated bodies stored for months. Of course. So if you have this strong smell of decomposition, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, just deplorable, awful, ridiculous, outrageous conditions. And of course, they're going to find out, and they're going to shut it down. So it's sick and sad for anybody who had family members brought there. State inspectors go in, and that's what they find. I mean, not good. And apparently, they've had several violations of this. So I think it's got to be shuttered, exactly. I mean, how many families have funeral arrangements pending at this Flint, Michigan funeral home that are hearing this news? It's not good. I mean, come on, give me a break. No, it's awful. It's what it is. Oh, I'd be enraged. I can't even imagine. It's depressing enough. Look, I don't care who it is in your family, somebody close to you, friend, whatever. Somebody passes. That's the last thing that you want to hear. Come on, it's the last thing you want to hear. Any of these weird, twisted things with the funeral homes. That's why that goes back to, you know, way back when, like when I was a kid growing up, and probably many of you, you knew everybody, right? You knew the butcher. My mother still knew my grandmother, it would have really been her generation, but even in my mother's generation and a little bit in mine, you knew all the people. You knew the person who did the dry cleaning. You knew the doctors. They knew everything about your family. They knew you. You had these connected lives where you knew who you were getting your car from, who was taking care of your car. And now we move around so much, and I'm one of those people that you don't know that. You've got to rely on local knowledge. And the funeral home would be a big part of that because you entrusted them with your loved one, and you didn't worry about it. You knew that it was going to be excellent, it was going to be classy, it was okay, it was good, because you were feeling awful no matter how they passed or what happened. And then these stories crop up, and you think, oh man, you got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding. Getting that call would be like just a kick in the gut. All right, so once again, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole. This one is from Tony, listening to us in Austin. Oh, just like Jake. No news of Jake. Okay, so the gist of this is, what do you think about this gene therapy and this leukemia treatment that they say could be a real game stopper? I was reading about it in a newspaper article, Kate, and I wondered if you had heard anything about what the FDA is going to do. Are they going to move forward with it or not? Leukemia, especially childhood leukemia, is so devastating. I had a niece that had it, luckily survived, but it was really a nightmare for all concerned in my family. Yeah, you know, we probably read the same thing. The FDA is saying an advisory panel voted 10-0 on Wednesday in favor of this treatment developed by the University of Pennsylvania. Boy, University of Penn, that they come up with some good stuff, but the Novartis Corporation, and the Novartis Corporation was part of this. The FDA follows recommendations from the panels, but they don't have to. The therapy is probably the first of a wave of treatments, they say, custom-made to target a patient's cancer. It's called CAR-T, and it involves removing immune cells from a patient's blood, reprogramming them to create a bunch of cells that can zero in and destroy cancer cells and inject them back into the patient. So let me explain this. So it creates an army of cells that zero in on it and destroy the cancer cells, then inject them, then inject the cells back into the patient. That's crazy. Wow, that is a huge advancement, if that's what the deal is with that. So I guess they had all kinds of discussions about it, but it would be for kids and young adults with the most common form of childhood cancer, which they call ALL. And the first kid to get it, it was experimental, was 5 years ago, and there was a 12-year-old who got it and is now cancer free. It really, really worked. So the FDA is expected to decide whether to approve it, the treatment, in the next couple of months. Wow, that is great. I mean, listen, cure for any kind of cancer, help for any kind of cancer that seems to work. Yeah, bring it on. You know, I mean, all of you know, or maybe you don't, because I don't talk about it very often, but I spent way too much time watching really, really young women and men with kids, young kids, and young kids themselves getting cancer treatments, and it just blew my mind how they respond. I mean, how they, of course, were optimistic and we're going about their everyday life, but we're so young to be getting those kinds of treatments. And when my mom was getting treatments at it was called Fox in Philadelphia, I really got to see the side of what that's like. Even though many times in my life I've talked to people who have devastating cancer diagnoses, and on this show we certainly have, but to see it up close and personal a lot was really sad, and really, really how hopeful the people just are living a normal life. What can you do? And any kind of treatment that we know has a great chance, experimental into, let's get it approved, and it's helped already some people, go for it. Why not? I mean, whatever it takes, because we seem to be so far behind that eight ball, don't we? Definitely. I got one more quickly here, and this one is, hey, Kate, did you see the movie Wonder Woman? This one is from Bob, listening to us in St. Louis, and what did you think? Of course I saw Wonder Woman. Are you kidding me? I saw Wonder Woman. I thought it was good. I liked it. I liked the actress who plays her. I thought she did a good job. Gal Gadot. She was great. Coming up next, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kate Delaney, final segment for this hour.
Out in the way.
Of America Tonight. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm enjoying it, right? I'm enjoying hanging out with all of you, you know, virtually anyway. That's because that's what it is, let's face it. We're hanging out virtually, and that, I think that's a good thing. And I also want to welcome in another affiliate to America Tonight. Wow, our Adam Miller is something, this guy. So, who is the GCN affiliates relations guy? KVBR, 1340 AM, adding America Tonight to their lineup. Yay! Where is KVBR, 1340? It's in Brainerd, Minnesota. They've got about 13,000 people. Actually, I know somebody from there. So, very cool. So, thanks, Danny Wild, who's the op manager there. Be fun to take a trip to Minnesota, because actually there's lots of cool places we could see, including in that area. So I looked it up and talked to somebody. But we appreciate you and appreciate all of our affiliates. It's time now for another one of those fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo.
Bingo!
All right, bingo. That means that we're inviting in Nathan Reeder. Hi, Nathan Reeder. How are you?
It's me, and that's true.
Oh, that's a little rhyme. That's over the top. Please give me a break.
Whoa.
That's funny. So there's a show called Project Runway, and they're doing something really unique. They're going to feature models, not unique, but they're going to feature models from size 0. Who is a size 0 to 22? So that means they're including bigger women. They're calling it Real Women, the Real Woman Challenge, Project Runway, diverse shapes and sizes. It only took them season 16 to do that.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Indeed.
Fruits in that shredder bingo. I mean, people do come in all different sizes.
Yeah, bingo there, and then fruits and nuts for season 16 and then. I'm pretty sure
that's
you
what I
could
say.
Have sold the people on this idea
a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think so. I agree. All right, how about this? I want to give you something good. And what is good? I guess everybody's definition may be a little bit different. But how about this? How about the fact that when we look at Jupiter's giant red spot, because there's that big red spot, they've got photos. So NASA scientists and space junkies on Wednesday got a look at Jupiter's giant red spot. It's this weird area, Nathan, that has stargazers kind of questioning what's that for hundreds of years. It's a swirling 10,000-mile-wide storm that's been spinning and twisting across the largest planet in the solar system since, they say, anyway, 1830. And the pictures are spectacular. They are. They had cameras that took photos of it, did a little flyby. And it's a pulsating, weird red giant spot. They say winds peak on the giant red spot at about 400 miles an hour. Wow. Fruits and nuts, shred it, bingo. What do you think?
Oh, that's fruits and nuts and bingo. Whoa. I mean, that planet, first of all, it's humongous.
Awesome. Huge.
Yes. If you go by all that astrological reading, that's my commander in chief, that there Jupiter planet, and probably because of that humongous storm cloud rolling across it.
Yeah, I'm going to say bingo too.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to say that. All right, you're going to like this one, or you're not going to like it necessarily, but the U.S. is one of the world's laziest countries, and it's making us fat. So how do we come up with that? There was a study by Stanford University researchers. They used step counters installed in smartphones to track the walking activities about 700,000 people in 46 countries around the world. The least laziest city or people were the Chinese, in particular in Hong Kong. The people in Hong Kong average at least 6,800 steps a day. The worst nation was Indonesia. People walked half as much. Americans, pretty close to them. The average American is walking about 4,774 steps. So their conclusion is that the United States, because of the inactivity, that what's happened is that's why it's spiked obesity levels. And people that live in high-density cities or more suburban settings makes a difference. So they looked at a couple of different locations and could try to compare them that way. What do you think?
I mean, I'm kind of leaning towards shredded because I feel like this has been a truth for quite some time.
Right.
Especially since a lot of the suburban development over the past 20 years and food science getting trillions of dollars pushed through advertisement to work appropriately, and it's working. Food science.
It's working.
List points, baby.
Exactly. It's working, baby. You're a Game of Thrones person, aren't you?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, that's shocking.
It's weird because me and my girlfriend were trying. We saw some picture of some people dressed up, and we're like, what are they dressed up from? And had to try to figure it out and try to figure out the name for the Game of Thrones show. The one that's on HBO. You know that one?
Yeah, yeah.
With the guys and the girls and the drama.
I watch it.
Yeah. Is it dramatic?
It's dramatic and bloody and like a fantasy tale that could be real, you almost think. It is well done. It is well done, but you know what?
Very good things.
It's you don't want to get sucked into too much TV, though, either.
But right? Why not, so that, Kate?
No, because that whole thing about no steps, it kind of leads to the no steps thing.
But I want my MTV.
I want my MTV. Me too. I'd rather listen to music. I kind of agree. I have times that I just want to listen to music. Okay, so speaking of that, if you go on a road trip, you get to listen to lots of music, theoretically, right? Plug in your iPod, plug in your phone, whatever it is.
You know what I do is listen to the radios across the country, but that's just me.
I do, too. I think there's people right now listening to us like that. If you are, you can always call us. You know that, right? At 855-266-5283. So I was looking at the GoBankingRates.com. They've chosen a can't-miss stop in every single state. They're doing these bucket list destinations in the U.S. And, boy, the bucket list destinations are pretty interesting. And it includes, in Wyoming, of course, Yellowstone National Park. Have you ever been to Yellowstone?
Nope.
Had any desire to go to Yellowstone?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I've heard more people talk about it and say, oh, it's just the greatest thing. You would love it if you went there. Oh, you'd think it, you know, it's just the best. So that's one of the places. And, of course, there's a whole list of others. And a lot of them have to do with the national parks and some of our cities that are just in incredible areas.
Any weird
Whether
ones?
Yeah, you know, I was looking at weird ones. And there is a weird destination, a Harold Warp Aluminum Museum in Kearney, Nebraska.
Oh, you could go back to Kearney.
Yeah, and it was on the list.
did you ever go to the aluminum museum?
I did. I had an aunt that visited from Chicago, and she's just great. Everywhere I went, all these crazy cities and places I went, she would come and visit, and we went. She found that museum, and we went to that museum.
That's
you believe it?
Amazing.
Yeah, that's a bingo. I think bucket lists and cool places are bingos. Here's another good one for you, and it made the list. Bubblegum Alley in San Luis Obispo, California. Everybody sticks bubblegum on the wall. It's this cool little alley. I loved it.
Awesome.
Sounds weird, but it sounds cool. It's really cool.
Yeah,
awesome. So that's a bingo for me. Bingo for you, bingo for me. We end on a high note. Nathan Reeder, thank you so much.
You got it, Kate Delaney. And what up, Brainerd?
Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. We'll do it again. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
There's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job. Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.